Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Three, two, one.
Hey, everybody, it's Carrie and Jim. How you doing?
You asking me or them?
I'm asking you, man. You're looking good today.
I'm feeling amazing, Carrie. Thanks for asking. Want to share some great stuff with the folks?
You know, you have sparkles everywhere.
I do. I glitter.
That's fantastic. So we are talking about, well, first of all, I want to greet everybody and say, hey, where are you from? Let us know, type in the comments. Also, I would love to know if you are using Facebook Live, because we're going to be talking about how to do that. And Jim, I know you and I have been using it ever since it came out, and we've just been hitting some amazing records. There's a lot of people that are tuning in.
You're killing it.
They're killing it, man. And so I'm going to share this a bunch of places myself right now. I would encourage other people to share this, because we're going to give some great tips, tricks, and tools on how to use Facebook Live. But Jim, if yes. You had to say, like, have you really made money using Facebook Live? Have you really sold books? Because we have a guy named Tom Ryan that we're going to feature in a moment. And that dude just sold 2,000 books. But what about you? Have you sold any?
So two ways I've been using Facebook Live to sell books. One, I go live or try to go live every day, Monday through Friday.
Chickens?
Yeah, the chickens. We're going to have to mix that up. I need some more livestock. But that's like a 3 to 7 minute video. And then I try to end with a... you know, hey, if you haven't yet, and what I try and do is share a tip from the book or something that I can lead back to the book, or tell a story that I can link to the book. And then the other way is by doing Facebook Lives, either to my, you know, with interviewing people or people interviewing me and going on other people's pages and doing lives and teaching, and then talking about the book while teaching, and then it telling people where they can get it at the end. So those are the two main ways.
So true content marketing, where,
oh yeah,
again, for people who aren't familiar, by the way, we have Hannibal from the Philippines tuning in, Penny from Ontario, Jamie from Chicago, Brand from Connecticut. We got a great group here. So I want to know, though, Hannibal, Brandy, Penny, Jamie, are you using Facebook Live? Because I think, Jim, I think there's a lot of people who are scared to go live for the very first time.
I know. It can be a little scary and a little embarrassing, especially if you're different from other people or feel that way. But in the end, you can just do stuff and not worry about it, Carrie. Be the unicorn.
That sounds like a... pubescent Harry Potter spinoff.
Is this a compliment or is this
that voice? I mean, that voice sounded like a good 11-year-old male.
Does this do it for you?
That's a lot better.
This is a better wizard voice?
I think so.
Okay.
All right, cool. So, but the big thing to understand with what I'm saying and with what you're saying is that Facebook Live, let's face it, there's never been a better time, and there may never be a better time again, where you have so many people sitting at home on social media looking for something to look at and looking for something to make them feel better or to distract them. And as an author, if you've got a great book, you have something you can sell them that will distract them, and you can provide value over Facebook that will distract them. It's like the perfect storm for authors who want to look at this as an opportunity and not as a giant burden that we're all just trying to get through.
I mean, back when I first published my very first book in 2004, I had a drive to Indiana to get on some, I'm not going to compliment or rip on the show, but to get on a show that didn't have a lot of viewers and sleep overnight at a hotel and then get up early, you know, get the powdered makeup because I got the bald head. And then I'm on this interview and I don't know how many people are watching it. And it's only once, like you can't do anything. Like after it shows, it's done. Today, you have a recording studio in your phone and all you do is hit Facebook Live and do content mark. Like, I think people don't realize the power that they have in the palm of their hand.
Oh yeah. It's a TV studio in the palm of your hand.
I like that.
I mean, this is a TV studio. You can broadcast to the entire world.
And if you have tricks like Jim, you can do a costume change, auto-tune. I was waiting for the auto-tune.
You got to do what you got to do. I can't give it to you all the time.
All right.
Because I just, you know, it spoils you and it ruins it.
Yeah.
Honey bunny.
That's good. All right. So what are we going to teach him today? We're going to teach him how to actually do one and overcome the fear of going live on Facebook.
But, you know, the biggest thing, well, I can tell you how to overcome the fear of going live on Facebook comes down to the P word. And the P word is practice. Mm. If you're worried about it, just practice a few times before, especially if you're doing a little 3 or 4 minute one, just practice it a few times.
That's good.
The most important part of the whole process is the hook. It's the title of what it is that you're putting out there. And then it's what you say and what you show in the first 5 seconds. Because that is going to be a visual hook to get people to stop. That's why I have a rubber chicken, because when I do the chicken, letting the chickens out with Jim, and I don't have a chicken with me, and you know, when it's raining and I'm doing virtual chickens with Jim, then I'm waving my rubber chicken around and people are like, what is this fool doing with the rubber chicken? And then the other thing that you want to make sure you do, at least for, you know, it works for me, is go get your, as fast as you can, get your video file transcribed over at otter.ai, get the SRT file, get that uploaded to Facebook so that you can have, when people are scrolling, they see you with your rubber chicken, they see you with your rubber chicken, and they can see that there are words coming out of your mouth that might be of interest to them. And I'm going to give you one more tip. All right. Yeah. This is $1 million tip. All right. I learned this because I'd been going live for probably about 6 months, really, really consistently. And the way I would go live was I would say, hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of Letting the Chickens Out with Jim. Today, we're going to talk about proper chicken handling technique or whatever the topic was. And so that was how I started every single show, the same way every single time. Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of Letting the Chickens Out with Jim. And the problem was that oftentimes I'm doing this, I'm walking out, I'm wearing the same sweatshirt, the same hoodie every day. Yes, I bathe, okay, but I don't, you know, wash the same hoodie every day. So I'm wearing the same hat, same hoodie, walking out the same time of day down towards the chickens. It looks like the same video. So I had somebody, and I was thinking this, but I had somebody say to me, hey, Jim, where's the video you did on this? And I'm like, it's this. And I start looking. I couldn't find my own video that somebody was looking for because they all looked the same to me. And I went, aha. So here's the $1 million tip. The first words out of your mouth need to be your hook. Mm. Not, hi, everybody, it's Jim Edwards. Not, hey, everybody, it's Carrie Oberbrunner. And today it's, you know, so if the thing is, you know, 5 things they didn't teach you in grade school about how to get along with others.
Yep.
Hey, everybody, Jim Edwards here, and welcome to another edition of Letting the Chickens Out with Jim. Today, we're going to talk about 5 things they didn't teach you in grade school about how to get along with others. Now, the first one is, if somebody touches your lunch, smack them. Because in the COVID era, you don't want anyone touching your food. Now, I wouldn't really smack somebody if they touched my lunch. Yes, I would, if it was a good lunch. My point, though, is that right there, just saying the hook and having it transcribed made a huge difference in the number of views I got because people looked and said, oh, I haven't seen this one yet.
That's right.
Even though I looked the same.
I love it.
That makes sense? That's a big tip.
That's a great tip. It's fantastic. I've seen a few people on YouTube do the same thing. They have like the first 10 seconds, 20 seconds different, and then they play their little reel. That's the same 10 second song and all that type of thing.
Yeah.
Jim, just to show people, because I know some people might be skeptical. That's okay. We like skeptics. Here's a first time author. And I was showing you this before we started, but Tom Ryan, we did this the other day, 23,000 views. We did it.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy. On Sunday night, same bookshelf, 8 p.m. Here he is. And you know, here's what else I tell people to do. Put your call to action right in the description, just like Jim and I did. In fact, you should be clicking authorwizards.com, everybody who's watching this, because you put enough teaser. I mean, that's a pretty good thing. You know, Tom Ryan, blah, 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 discovered his, shares the lessons that secured the first time ever national championship. You'll discover his proven process for escaping average and embodying greatness. Elite isn't by accident. And then sure enough, they click this and they go to the website and they click buy now. And I have a text. My phone's over there somewhere, but 2,000 copies.
Wow.
In 48 hours. And
that's really good.
The average book sells 250 copies a year, you know? And so I want people to realize, like, yeah, Tom's a big guy and he's got a lot of friends and all that, but to not use Facebook Live is a massive mistake.
Right. And I think the big thing to understand is that you might, well, I don't have any followers. Well, that's okay. Reach out to people who do have followers and offer to give value to their groups live, because there are people that need people to, you know, they need somebody to talk to. They need somebody to put in front of their group.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Great.
Okay. So one of the things that we can do is, so you might say to yourself, okay, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? This is something I think about often in the morning while I'm doing my videos, but it has nothing to do with what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. However, you might ask, okay, do I come up with my hook first, my headline, the title of my video or my show first, or do I come up with the show and then I figure out the headline at the end? And the answer to that is, I don't care which way you do it. That's as good. Long as you have a really good headline, mm-hmm. as long as you have a really good title. We can come over here into Author Wizards. And for those of you who don't know what Author Wizards is push button software that works through your web browser. So it works on a Mac, it works on a PC, it works on a Chromebook, it'll work on your iPad, it'll even work on your phone. And so we have all kinds of different wizards that you can use to create stuff. We got ads and promotions. We got book titles, book writing, content ideas, content titles. And so what I would suggest we just look at is right here, the article and video title wizard. Would you like to play with that one?
You're asking me? Absolutely.
Okay. Did I not ask the right way?
I thought you were
asking. Hey, Carrie, would you like to play with this one?
I would.
Okay, good. So all we got to do is just put in a few things. So what's our main keyword phrase? What are we going after? What would be our topic today?
Let's do an author that's coming out soon with a book. I got to give a shout out to her. Let's do Chelly Phillips. Her book is called Get Noticed, Get Hired. And it's all about how to, in this current culture of the unemployment, how to get seen for your skills.
Okay, so get noticed in the job market.
Yeah.
Okay. Get noticed in a highly competitive job market.
Because there's a lot of unemployment. Yeah, I could see that. And somebody tag Chelly Phillips, because she will love that we're helping her out here.
Who's our target audience? Job seeker?
Yes.
Okay. Or career changer. Which one? Because we I think we're going to interview her, or we have interviewed her but I know she's, you know, career changer, career.
You might be talking about Louise, career power shift.
Okay.
But job seekers, let's do that. Yeah.
Okay. And what's a big benefit they want is to
get hired,
get hired,
get a great job, get a well-paying job, you know,
get hired for a great job.
Love it.
Okay. So there we go. Let's whack the button and see what we come up with. So, let's see. I don't know if I get noticed in a I'm going to change this.
Okay.
Find a great job in a highly competitive job market. And this one down, I'm going to just change this to some find a great job.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, 3 find a great job in a highly competitive job market tips, or just 3 tips to find a job in a highly competitive job market. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
I like the real trick.
Look at this. The real trick to finding a great job in a highly competitive job market.
That if somebody is unemployed and they're scrolling, they're going to see that and say, I want that.
Yeah, we're going to go shopping for titles. So all we have to do is just, if you watch this clip in up here, we're going to click the little shopping cart icon. The real trick to find a great job in a highly competitive job market. I like that. Let's see.
Oh, I like that. 10 things every job seeker should know.
Yeah. And you know, you can make that cooler, like 10
quick tips.
10 critical things, 10 critical websites every job seeker should know about.
Mm-hmm.
And then in parentheses, and no, it's not whatever the main job site website is. I don't even know what it is.
Monster.com.
Monster.com. No, it's not monster.com. Which isn't that a terrible name for a website to find a job?
It is. Never been there.
Let's see.
Ooh, lies. 5 lies people tell themselves. You know, I mean, I just love the lie thing. Like, that's huge. Like, you could use that a lot of different ways.
3 lies people tell themselves about finding a great job.
Yeah. Or about settling for the wrong job. You know, like.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, mistakes.
The truth. Look at this one. Mm-hmm. The truth about finding a great job in a highly competitive market. That's a good one, too.
Mm-hmm. The truth. Yeah. So what we're doing is we're basically shopping for headlines.
Yeah. But
then for the people who are extra nervous about going live on Facebook, you actually have scripts where it prints out then once they do get the headline, what to say.
So we can come over here to the FB Live one. We don't really have time to do it.
Well, the complete one.
Well, do you have but to do it all the way past? Through. What's that?
You have, is this like one of those where you have a,
well, have a, yes, a I have many, example? I have many examples. So let's say,
oh, what about the Craigslist one? That's interesting. But we are talking about books. So sure. Go ahead. Books.
We can do the Craigslist one. It doesn't matter. So basically we're making a Facebook Live. And then it's going to ask you a few things like, what's your name? Who's your target audience? What's a big payoff they want? It'll ask you, what's the title of your video? So you can put it in, or you can leave it blank and it'll make a bunch of suggestions. Mm-hmm. And then in this case, this is about steps, you know? So you just say, what are the steps? What are the big takeaways? What's called mm-hmm. to action? Then you whack the button and this will, where you want them to go. And then you can see here, you know, for sale by owner, an easy 3-step guide to get your home sold every for sale by owner needs. That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
So we could copy that if we're not sure. For sale by owner tips to get your home sold, for sale by owner mistakes that can cost you big. That's a good one. I like that. So what we can do is actually lock that one in. We whack this and then it changes it throughout everything. So it's like, that's our title. So the wizard actually made a title for us. So then we can, you know, hey, for sale bundlers, let me show you exactly how to create amazing online ads that pull buyers so you can get your home sold. And you won't have to spend a dime to do it. Drop what you're doing and watch this for sale bundler Facebook Live right now. And then before I forget, take a couple minutes to get more info so you can instantly get your home sold right here at fizbohealth.com. So this is your post text. Here's your title. Here's your post text. All done. This is what you would paste over into Facebook Live or wherever you were going live. It has three different versions you can do. Here's your script. So here's what you would talk about, you know, step one, sign up for a free Craigslist account, post a ton of pictures, pre-qualified people over the phone. Here's the summary. Here's the big ideas that you can create amazing online ads and pull buyers without spending a dime to do it.
And then if people don't like a certain thing, like new people, you click the blue.
Yep.
And it changes.
And it basically rewrites it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it'll do your tweets for you. Wow. It'll write your email teaser for you. It'll even do show notes. You know, if you want to do it more like a podcast. Well, what it'll do also, you click get results. You can click the DOCX and it will output your script for you
in Word.
In DOCX, which you can open in Word, you can open in Pages on a Mac, you can open in Google Docs, you know, you can open it in anything. And so here are your show notes. And literally what I'll do is I will print this off and I hold it in my hand while I'm doing it. Or when I'm doing it with my phone, I have a monopod that I bought off of. Do you want to see it?
Sure.
Okay. So I have a monopod that I bought off of Amazon. Mm-hmm. And what I do is I hook the phone in here.
That's cool.
And then this didn't cost anything on Amazon. Like we're talking $10. And then what I do is I'll print the thing off. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a workout printed out here, but pretend this is a script. And then I literally just take a piece of tape.
Look at this, folks.
And this is how I create my little teleprompter. I take a piece of tape and I literally just tape. And now here's the secret sauce. Okay. You want the secret sauce?
Look at the camera.
Okay. I take another piece of tape and I tape it at the bottom.
Nice.
So it doesn't wave around, and then I can hold the thing and I got my little thing. And then I can glance down at my next point and glance up, glance down, glance up, glance down. And literally that's how you can do a video and you have your little script in front of you.
Yeah.
And that's really letting the cat out of the bag, though, as far as
that's slick.
That's how I do it.
And there's been times where you and I just say, you know what? Before we started, I wrote a couple notes. I'm going to refer to it, you know, because I want to bring the value. I don't want you to miss out. Right. Number one, blah, blah, blah. It's
exactly.
Almost easier to be authentic and say it's there.
Right. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know,
so
worry. They're like, oh my gosh, what if I look like I'm doing that? You know?
Yeah. Well, and that's why literally it's like, okay, first thing I want to talk about is this. And so, okay, now we're going to talk about nobody cares.
Right.
I mean, if you ever watch Mike Rowe I don't know if you ever watch his stuff, he'll sit there and just read straight from a page. And he's got the thing behind his phone or whatever. He's reading like a letter that his mom wrote or something that's just funny. But the point is that if you're nervous, a few things to make it easier. Practice, preparation, which means you know what you're going to talk about. Practice, just run through it a few times, and then repetition. Once you've done it a few times, you screw up your courage and do it, it's nothing. You turn it on. I mean, you should see the stupid stuff I do now and don't even think twice about
it. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. In fact, they're totally entertained.
That's good.
Just saying.
That's good. Even if you don't have a wizard shop like me, guys like me just buy the wizard gear on Amazon.
That's right, as men do.
Right, that's an amazing beard, Mr. Carey.
Thank you.
Elmo says that's great.
The best part, though,
is you have hair.
Yeah, as I get hair.
Good man. Hey, who said bargain wigs can't change a man's look? It's amazing.
That's the truth. So, Jim, on that point,
three things.
Wrap it up, buddy.
Preparation, practice, and repetition. That's how you're going to get over any scaredy-cattedness that you have of going live. And you've got to go live.
I'm going to give a shout out to someone who went live on Facebook for the first time. Linda Outka, one of our authors. I believe she's in Author Wizards. She just went Linda. Live. Linda Outka. Who knows? Maybe she's going to be on your show soon. But she went live and people loved it.
Cool. So, and why do you think people liked it? Because she was super, super...
I think people have been wanting to hear her voice. You know, like in other words, I think there's some authors right now that people are like, they're almost the anti-marketer. They're almost the anti-marketer. Is that how long? 124 days till Christmas. Is that true? Is that like,
I think so.
All right. But yeah, they wanted to hear Linda and finally she went live.
But I think but here's the thing. There are some people that will try and build up that pent up stuff. It's like they go. But after a while, if you don't go live, people will abandon you.
Yep.
It loses it. They're like, man, move on to somebody else. We're not getting what we want. We're not getting what we need. The other thing is you don't need to get millions of views to have an impact.
No. So, I mean, look at this. This is her first time, I think, ever. Like, The Secret to Joy and Peace. That's pretty good.
That is good.
77 comments, 18 shares. People lit it up. She goes live the next day. You know, tips for trusting God as my provider, 830 views. Like, she's being herself. You know, she's a faith-based coach. And she just says, I'm in my prayer chair. You know? So you don't need to be all slick. You just be yourself.
Yeah. So
I love it.
Very good. So what should people do next, Carey?
They should absolutely go to authorwizards.com, get a free 48-hour pass and watch it. Or if they're like, I'm in, this will pay for itself after two Facebook Lives. Great. Go to authorwizards.com/go, G-O.
And I couldn't have said that better myself. So nice work.
Fantastic. Well, we'll see you folks next week or even tomorrow on the Author Wizards Lab, where you take a real student and you help them out.
Absolutely. We take somebody just like you and we see what's hanging them up as far as selling more books, creating their book, finishing their book, planning their book, whatever it takes. And then we show them how they can use Author Wizards to get better results. We have a lot of fun and we share a lot of wisdom. Don't miss it. Be here on Carey's page at 3 o'clock on Thursdays.
Sounds good. We'll see you folks then.
Awesome. Bye-bye, everybody.
Jim's handshake.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.